From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Europe's biggest migration crisis in decades is in the spotlight in Vienna. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting this day with leaders of Balkan nations to discuss Europe's worst migration crisis since World War II. The meeting in Vienna, Austria, comes a day after Chancellor Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigrant protesters in the eastern German city of Heidenau, saying her country has no tolerance for shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees. More than 250,000 migrants have crossed the Mediterranean to Europe this year, according to the International Organization for Migration. Some 2,400 people have died making that journey. Now, police today discovered the partially decomposed bodies of at least 20 migrants piled up in a truck parked on the shoulder of an Austrian highway leading from the Hungarian border. A police official said the truck had Hungarian license plates. The state of the bodies made establishing the identity and exact number of dead migrants difficult, but the spokesman said the total number could rise to 50. The official said the truck was apparently abandoned Wednesday and its back door was left open, exposing the bodies to police. An Islamic State suicide car bomber has driven into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders, according to Iraqi officials. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province, where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling the extremists for months now. Major General Abdul Rahman Abu Raghif, deputy commander of Anbar operations, and Brigadier General Safin Abdul Maguid, head of the 10th Army Division, were among those killed, according to a military statement. This is VOA News.